Hi there, Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice Dyer in the Magnus Protocol. As part of the Magnus Archive's 10th anniversary, Rusty Quill is hosting a special Magnus Live show at the upcoming Crossed Wires Podcast Festival in Sheffield. Join co-creators Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell on the 5th of July for a new iteration of our live show, Statement Begins, where you can hear fan-favourite statements such as Anglerfish, Red Live, and gain exclusive insights into the creation and history of the show straight from the creators themselves. You can buy your tickets now, including limited numbers of meet and greet tickets, from crossedwires.live or the link in the description of this episode.
Hello everyone, it's Johnny. Welcome back to our interim gaming adventure, the title of which I have definitely remembered because we are recording this all in one long session, definitely haven't had any sort of technical break.
No one's computer's motherboard died in the middle of an episode. What? What? That didn't happen.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so love to continue exactly from where we left off with nobody misremembering any details.
Something about an abyss?
Yeah, there was,
isn't
the blinding abyss. So welcome back.
Any continuity errors are actually...
very clever and you just didn't get
a
them.
A darkness in the fabric of being, yeah. Ripping yeah. through reality.
Exactly. So, as we've mentioned, I'm Johnny, your GM. And who do we have just talking nonsense?
I'm Ben. Listen to the Stella Firma and Rascal Gaming.
Stop that. Who are you playing?
What?
Stop plugging and tell me who you're playing.
I'm Ben. I'm Gavin Crumble.
Gavin Crumble. And Lydia, who are you?
I'm Lydia. I'm also in Magnus and Rusty Quill Gaming, which is good, I'm assured, by objective people that aren't in it. That's not true. I don't know anyone that's not in it. We all are bit parts in Alex and Johnny's dances. And I'm playing Freddy, who is a himbo. So I can't remember the voice. So it's going to be this now. Freddy.
God, what did Freddy sound like?
No, we can't have two Welsh people.
I suppose I'm thinking more of the family I've got in Wrexham, where it's kind of like on the edge of Welsh.
Just say Mr. Crumble a few times. Freddy.
Was it kind of deep? You were like, oh,
no, I'm Freddy. I don't know.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, I like that. Keep that.
Hello, oh, no. I'm Freddy. Okay, this will be Freddy. I'm actually kind of doing an impression of that dog that's very famous on TikTok. Hello.
What, there's a TikTok dog?
Yeah.
Jeez, what do the children do on there?
I'm
just going to gently highlight that we're 4 minutes in and we've yet to introduce four people.
It's fine. It's fine.
Hello,
Lowry, who are you?
Hello, I'm Lowry, and I edit gaming and I produce Magnus Archives, and I'm playing Miss Pledge, and she's old as balls and very Welsh and is very, very invested in Freddy's future and that he goes full time soon, which as he has been promised.
I think Mr. Calcifer, sir, he did promise
there
that,
he
so
is.
It will definitely happen. Well, definitely. Yeah. I mean, he didn't say it in as many words. He just made, there was a feeling, you know?
Did he chuckle ominously and you were like, that's what that means?
That's a good sign. That is definitely a good sign, that chuckle, yes.
You awake atop the pump room in Slide World, feeling like something slightly weird and slightly wrong has gone on with the world, as though everything has shifted slightly and any inconsistencies are to be put down to the leaking in of cosmic space fabric into otherwise very normal chlorinated water.
I swear my shirt used to be white, not purple, but...
It's a good look on you, Gavin.
Does my hair still look good? Freddy mumbles nervously at Miss Pledge.
Freddy, of course it does, my love.
Phew.
But your contemplation of changes in shirt colour and or voices is broken by the sound of a baby crying. And you remember that a small baby, that whose parent you cannot remember, at all. As far as you're aware, this baby must have bought their own ticket, and that seems normal to you. This baby is on a bench, like a wooden bench. This, you know, one of them slide park wooden benches that you get?
Yeah.
And the flood of pitch black water that occasionally you can see glimmers of stars in is starting to rise, going up and up towards this baby.
Is the door that we came out of onto the roof rip-offable?
It was a trapdoor.
A trapdoor. Is that rip-offable? Could it
yes.
be surfed?
Ooh. There isn't really there isn't really much in the way of like waves currently in the
momentum
in the cosmic
that one might gather from running across the roof, jumping off, and then jumping onto the surfboard and skimming.
I will say, Freddy does not know enough to know that that is not possible.
Right, yes, but I can declare a lack of understanding gives me immunity to things harming me. I absolutely cannot remember the rules.
Oh yeah, there's dice.
Ooh. It's roll 2d6.
Also, Beach Boys intensifies. We're indoors, aren't we?
Oh god.
Everybody
yeah.
surfing. Surfing Dorset.
I spent my first 18 years in Dorset. You nobody surfs in Dorset. Or at least if they do surf in Dorset, like
loads of people Johnny. I went to Poole Harbour.
Yeah, windsurfing in Poole Harbour.
Times,
okay,
well, exactly.
I love it. Windsurfing.
Several
windsurfing.
Times a year.
Fair oh, enough. Even from Dorset.
Like I lived 10 minutes from Bournemouth Beach.
Yep.
And like if you saw people trying to surf, it was
no, but windsurfing.
It was a bit of a sad affair.
Windsurfing,
you know?
Around Poole Harbour is pretty
yeah, okay,
fun.
No, windsurfing, yeah.
Pretty sure I saw some people try surfing on Shell Bay. Didn't go well for them, but they tried.
No.
Yeah, okay.
People
like,
can paddleboard. People
right,
can paddleboard wherever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't try to surf. I'm just saying that, like, if your image of surfing is, like, cool, that is not the surfing you will find in Dorset.
Yeah, well, Freddy thinks that he looks cool, and
well,
so
I mean, let's find out.
He rolls 2d6.
You're going to need, I would say, a 10, but you got Himbo will work for you here, so you'll need an 8.
Yep, doesn't really matter, because I got 3.
You got 3. Brilliant.
No. Rips the trapdoor off, leaps off the roof, runs along.
Yep.
The swell of the Baywatch theme. There's an echo. It's obviously it's in a minor key.
Very moving.
Because
it's Miss Pledd. She's got a lovely voice. She's Welsh.
She learnt the Baywatch theme, what, in the valleys?
What is the Baywatch theme? I keep trying to have it in my head, and all I can hear is, like, the Chariots of Fire, like...
I've got because they run slowly, right? So that's Chariots of Fire. That's the slow run song.
It's do-do-do-do-do-do.
Freddy.
It sounds like you're
Freddy
doing the 18th theme badly.
And now I've got the Red Dwarf theme in my head.
Okay, so
that is the only thing I know that goes slowly.
We're gradually progressing through Freddy's action. He's currently midair.
Yeah. Well, this is the problem, though, is that momentum doesn't seem to quite work. He's got the wrong tune in his head. The rhythm's off.
So the door hits the water, and for a second, Freddy's like, I'm doing it. But then the door sort of starts to slide down into the water, and then your feet, and then your legs, and then...
I'll never let go, he says.
By the time you reach the bench with the baby, it's just your upper torso that, like, is gripping onto...
Paddleboarding.
Yeah, is gripping onto the edge. The baby is there right in your face, and the entire lower part of your body is currently dangling into the unending cosmos.
Okay.
It's pretty cold. I'm going to say you are taking 2 hit points of damage.
Oh, cool. I've got 5 hit points, so that's... Now I'm on 3.
As far as you two are concerned, Freddy never had legs.
Freddy was also always...
Just a torso.
Just an upper torso, yeah.
The baby is currently crawling towards you, Freddy, looking curious, as though it's interested in your face.
Come on, baby, how did you get a ticket? You won't be able to go on any of the rides.
Miss Pledge, what are you doing watching Freddy struggle?
I think she'd probably shout, Freddy, boy, pull yourself onto the bench! Because I haven't got my mop anymore to, like, try and help.
Mop is actually, as far as I recall, one of the things that caused this issue.
I was defending my boy.
If I just listened to the authority figure in the room, this would have been fine.
Oh, shut up, Gavin.
You mean Mr. Calcifer? He's always the authority.
Is Gavin Crumble doing anything, or is Gavin also simply watching an unfurling disaster?
Gavin really wants to get back to his van to report this because he doesn't know how to handle abyss floods, and he's pretty sure head office might have an idea. They've probably got something in a handbook, so he just really needs to get back to his van. So he's going to look for routes to
it'll be like hopping over rooftops and the occasional awning. You can see that the edge of Slide World has not quite been reached by the flood yet.
Okay.
So
okay.
your van should be fine if
All
you
right.
can get to it.
Okay, and I'm going to say I am motivated by a cold fury of these two individuals who...
But just to be clear, you are leaving Freddy to die.
Well, no, as far as I'm aware, Freddy's fine because Freddy never had the rest of his body,
okay,
so he's
no,
not
that's,
in peril.
I mean, he
he's
does.
Just...
His face is. You know what?
Covered
you know,
in baby sick.
Oh, yeah, you're quite right. The baby has been sick on your face.
Okay.
Well, not like fully sick, just like spit up a bit.
Right.
You know,
it's a
you
stressed
know.
Baby. That's what they do, you know?
Oh, no, the baby seems fine. Baby seems very happy.
Okay.
So there you go. So Freddy's just babysitting a pretty chill baby on a bench.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, to make your own way back, I will say that's an 8 difficulty. I will give you analytical, though, because it's very much like plotting out your... Have you ever done this? I mean, it's like... I always have this thing when I'm travelling around. Like, I'll imagine that gravity has changed direction, and then I'll, like, plot out routes, like how I would go down a street if gravity stopped. Do you not do this?
No.
Is this?
I've
is
never this... done that, no? But I think I okay. might start doing it now.
I have done, but not as like a matter of course.
Well, I mean, look, no, okay, it's not something I do every day. It's just sometimes, isn't it? It's just yeah. Anyway, you're just basically playing the floor is cosmos.
Yeah.
So yeah, make me your roll.
Right, I rolled a and four.
Okay, you make it. I'm going to say, like, at one point, your leg slips, briefly goes into the unending black abyss of space, gets a bit chilly, but you pull it back out. So I'm going to say you lose one hit point.
Okay.
You reach your van, but as you do, the black waters are starting to lap at its tyres.
I'm flicking through the health inspection handbook for any emergency protocols for abyss floods.
What letter are you looking under?
F for flood.
Okay, yeah, no, there's quite a comprehensive... I mean, there's a very comprehensive section on flood.
Mm.
Generally, the advice is to first off turn it off at the source,
okay,
and then look into... Most parks should have drainage, so if it's not draining away, you probably want to look into what might be blocking the drainage systems. But mostly, the advice is stop water coming out, drain off water, and then analyse the system for the initial problem.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to have a rifle through the back of my van, and oh no!
That gives you a superpower, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I can get mundane equipment. I can get specialized equipment by spending an HP, and I only have 3 HP left. So
that's a hard choice, isn't it?
Well, would I be able to find some sort of... Because I'm aware that the flood is miserable in some ways. It's not something I want to get on me. It's very cold. So some sort of like... I've got like a long, grabby, articulated stick for like sort of getting
yeah,
into.
Yeah, I'll say you have a grabby stick. I won't even make you spend a hit point for a grabby stick.
I suppose it's quite mundane.
I'd say it's pretty mundane.
Yeah.
I've got 3 with me right now.
So I'll get a grabby stick out of the thing.
One thing I will say you do notice is things don't seem to have a problem floating on top of this dark.
Well, I did.
Oh.
Well, no, yeah. It seems to be anything submerged in the dark water falls
okay,
through.
Okay, in which case I would like to spend a hit point to have an inflatable life raft.
Yes!
I will say... Okay, let me... You cannot have a life raft... You can have 2 life rings.
Oh, blimey. Yeah, all right, I'll take it.
You're going to have to sit in it in that kind of thing or your bum's sitting in the middle.
Yeah, my bum's going to be really cold.
And you also have some paddles. You also have some paddles.
For my life rings? What a sensible thing to pack. Okay, I'm on 2 hit points. Okay, yeah, so I guess, like... There's a moment of quiet as I'm doing my things, and then I burst out the back of the van to the A-Team theme, of course. And I'm like, yeah, sort of kneeling on a life ring with another life ring, like, gripped in my teeth because they have the little ropes on them for grabbing. And then paddling with two hands of each paddle.
Behind you, the van sinks into the spilling out of this.
Beans.
Well done, Gavin! Shouts Miss Pledge in the room.
What have you been doing during
Miss
this whole
Pledge
time?
Pledge has actually been inspired by Gavin. Mm-hmm. We're in a water park. There must be dinghies around. Miss Pledge knows this park like the back of her hand. She's going to try and find a dinghy.
There aren't any dinghies, but you do know where the gift shop is, and the gift shop sells all sorts of, like, inflatable stuff for children, like water wings and that sort of thing.
Flamingos? Inflatable flamingos. You know, like the,
yes,
the
absolutely.
Rings that you sit with the...
Absolutely. Horror,
I forgot.
The spooky flamingos.
I will
fine.
Allow you to make your way down to the gift shop and get yourself an inflatable flamingo. It will cost you a hit point, though, largely because you will be partially in the dark, freezing void of space.
Miss Pledge will do that for Freddy. She doesn't care about the baby, just to be clear, for Freddy.
Okay, to be fair on the flamingo, we are firmly into that element of horror that's like the absurdity of the mundane on the backdrop of everything.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Nothing says mundanity like an inflatable flamingo.
And Dorset.
Dorset. Dorset is the most mundane. So, Freddy, the dark waters are starting to creep up over the top of the bench.
Oh, dear.
The baby's there. It's like, it doesn't really care. What are you doing?
Freddy's pulling himself onto the bench.
Yep, I'll allow you to do that.
Okay, cool. And Freddy is grabbing the baby and looking around for anything that he might jump onto. Is there anything? Even a light?
There's Gavin approaching quite speedily.
Okay, that's
with
cool.
some high things.
We'll blow the whistle in order to attract attention.
All right.
You know, and maybe to inspire everyone to confidence and action. You know, whistles are good for that.
Okay, so I will judge that you regroup to the sound of a very loud whistle.
Yeah.
Each with your
blowing
own
the chariots
sort
of fire theme.
But does the whistle modulate tone, or is it just ba 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 ba?
Yeah, it's pretty much that. Yeah. Johnny, I'm sorry I ruined your horror.
What, Lyd? How am I meant to maintain a steady tone of dread when there are jokes happening?
Oh no!
I'll ask you to keep your jokes to your own podcast, please.
He put a blasé baby on a bench, to be honest, so Johnny started it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
This is the coolest baby I've ever met.
It's like Laurie said, I want serious horror.
Yes.
Right. All three episodes, and I feel like I've delivered.
Oh, note taken, thank you.
I mean, to add a modicum of a pallor, of a shade of darkness to the proceedings... Freddy does yell for Mr. Calcifer.
Oh.
Mr. Calcifer! You said this was a good park!
You can see, if you look over towards like the balcony next to his office, a dark, stick-thin figure is overlooking the unfolding carnage.
What do we do, Mr. Calcifer? He's now become Sam.
You can hear, just distantly, on the breeze... You learn to swim.
Right, that does actually sound like useful advice. I see that. Oh dear.
So what's your next move?
If you said we've regrouped, I'll throw Freddy a life ring and a paddle.
So I'll judge you all now have, broadly speaking, the ability to move throughout this flooding park, though Freddy is clutching a baby.
And sad.
And sad. And sad at the betrayal of everything he stood for, which was a water park.
So the health inspector's manual recommends that we find the blockage and clear it. It seems the water isn't draining away, which is a problem. I don't know why I've become a man from the radio.
I mean, Ben, in a very literal way, you are a man from the radio.
You are. You have been a man from the radio for so many
years. That's very true.
Yeah, well, I don't know... Miss Pledge, you would know. You know the park like the back of your... Where is the big drain?
The big drain? It's by Fluttery Bye-Byes. You know, the kids are sick a lot, so we need the quick exit there. Yes, you're right. It must be blocked. Come on, let's go.
I have my regulation drain grabber.
Oh, good, because I've lost my mop.
And I've got a baby.
Oh, congratulations.
So you can paddle over to Fluttery Bye-byes, not to be confused with Buttery Fly-byes.
No, other side of the park.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on, narrator.
Lori, could you describe Fluttery Bye-byes for me? Because I believe it was you were the one that invented it. Or was
no,
it?
I invented the toilet bowl.
Right.
But I believe Fluttery Bye-bye was the ride that shoots the children in inflatable rings that have wings on them that don't make them any more aerodynamic. In fact, makes them spin a lot, hence the vomit, hence the need for a drink.
Okay, so at the moment, so you approach, and as you do, you can see children in inflatable rings just being fired off, and skirting atop this dark black abyss, and there's just this sort of collection of floating, slightly confused children just off to one side, about 10 of them, just sort of rotating slowly.
I mean, I've got no time for them. We're heading straight for the drain. It's over here.
Okay. As you approach the large drain, you can see there's a glow starting to come up from below the pitch black waters.
Oh, no.
Now, I can tell you that wasn't here before. I am pretty sure that was not. I have cleaned out this drain a lot of times, as Miss Pledge says.
It's like an eldritch purple glow. You know the eldritch purple, right? Yeah. You know the eldritch purple. It's glowing the eldritch purple in a intricate star-like pattern. Yeah, I mean it's pretty. It's quite pretty, you know. It's you're looking and you're like, nice, but it does look like it is stopping any water from draining out.
I'll fish a little tape-based dictaphone out of my pocket, click the record button and go,
help inspectors log, help date Wednesday. It appears but there's some sort of glowing foreign object blocking the drain that's causing the flood. So I'm going to attempt to unblock it now.
And I've got my little grabber.
Okay.
And I'll poke it into the water and try and dislodge the purple blockage.
Okay, well, so as you do, you feel like an ice-cold shock, like halfway between ice and electricity, sort of jolt up your arm. Could you make me a roll to see if you drop your grabber?
Yes, although I would say that I am following all of the correct procedures and regulations, so I would like to invoke bureaucrat because I'm very much just doing my job.
Yeah, all right, I'll let you have that one. You need a
it's
six.
Fine, Johnny, I'll roll like a 2 or something, it won't matter. Oh, actually, it didn't matter in the other way. I rolled a 9.
Hey! Yeah, you pull it back. Whatever's blocking it, it doesn't appear to be a physical object.
Blockage appears to be metaphysical. I'm not really sure if the manual has any solutions for this.
And any ideas, guys?
As you stare at it, you hear a rushing of water from behind you. And you turn to see a figure approaching.
Oh,
you recognise
no.
Mr. Calcifer.
Is he walking on the water?
No, like it's like the water is sort of buoying up beneath him and like moving him along.
Sort of babadooking on the water.
Yeah, he's babadooking along the water. He's got the arms down in like the babadook pose.
See, that means nothing to me because I've never seen it, but I'm imagining the gentleman from Buffy.
It just feels very anime to me. I haven't seen...
Do you think he's got his arms out behind him? He's like...
He doesn't have his arms out behind him,
yeah.
Ben.
And there's like
this
a...
This is serious.
Hey, it was Lydia's suggestion.
If you two can't behave, me and Lo, I'll throw you in the abyss, and me and Lo will finish this episode ourselves.
Yes, John.
Okay.
I mean, let's be honest. That is where this is barreling towards.
I mean, yeah, okay, there's a non-zero chance that is going to happen.
That is where
anyway,
what's the word? That's where the momentum of the plot is headed.
Well, currently the momentum of Mr. Calcifer is headed straight towards.
Nice.
Straight towards you, Lyd. Straight towards Freddy.
Mr. Calcifer, sir, I never doubted that you would turn up and you would fix this. Could you possibly explain to this health and safety man exactly how this is healthy and safe? Because it's not that I ever doubted you, but it is a little confusing to me in my untrained state. I am very happy to listen to and help with the assistance of the fixing of the drain, sir. The healthy, safe,
certainly,
safety.
Certainly,
fixing.
Freddy. I will explain. You see, darkness and the abyss is the healthy state of existence,
right.
And life is a blight.
Oh.
So,
Freddy frowns.
I very much made a pact with the dark powers to help cure that blight from, at the very least, Dorset. Maybe the rest of the world. I have big dreams, but you've got to start somewhere.
You did always say to me to watch how I was going because it would lead to strange things. Yes. Okay. Does that mean that there is no way to stop this flood from taking over, say, the world?
Ultimately, no. I'll be honest, I didn't expect it to happen quite so quickly. I had a lot of more preparations to do, but you work with what you have. So, welcome to the future of the flooded world.
So is that... It sounds like it's not completely finished then.
No, it's fine.
Mr. Calcifer, sir. Is there... It's... Oh, okay, so what is it? I could... Freddy frowns and then smiles and then frowns again. I could help you with whatever is not quite finished or vulnerable in
yes,
this
yes, yes, Mr. Calcifer, let us help you.
Okay, make me a roll and I'll give you a bonus for dedicated, because you have always served Mr. Calcifer very well.
Dedicated, earnest, himbo. Ooh! Someone rolled a 9.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, Mr. Calcifer stops for a second and sort of steeples his fingers.
You wish to help me, Freddy?
Oh, yes, Mr. Calcifer, sir. I would be extremely...
Very well. But first, I will require proof of your dedication.
Freddy looks confused, looks down at his hands. He's holding a baby in one and a whistle in the other. Looks very pained.
No, the health inspector. Right. Throw the health Deep inspector in into the abyss.
I'd really rather you didn't.
Because he's the one that hasn't... I mean, he hasn't offered to pledge his loyalty to me. So I feel that that's probably a fair test of your loyalty.
Hang on a minute. No, to be quite honest, if the options are help you or the unending... freezing abyss, I will help you. I do like an authority figure, and, well, hey, if you want to be my new head office, then go right ahead.
Freddy continues his pained expression, and then, with a look of resolution, hands his whistle to Mr. Calcifer.
Says Miss Pledge.
Okay, what...
So, the sign of his employee, it's the employee lanyard.
Well, no, but this is a gesture that makes me think that you're quitting.
No, the opposite.
Sorry, I feel like we're getting crosswise here.
Sorry, are we still okay, going with the throw me in the abyss? I am prepared to pledge.
So the thing is, if you're all on Team Calcifer.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, yes.
Well,
yeah, absolutely.
then we can just sort of kick back in my office and let the world flood.
I thought you said that there was a problem. Sir,
well, yes, I mean, obviously,
maybe
obviously the obviously this with the ceiling incantation isn't fully finished yet. But fundamentally, if you're not really opposing me, then it'll work anyway.
Well, that's very true. But I have been looking at the rate of flow and the the speed of the expansion.
It'll take longer.
Well, the longer it takes, the more time there's some sort of eldritch task force can be assembled to stop your plan. So I reckon we should really... I think, look, tell you what, I'm from a government body, and, let me tell you, the amount of correspondence we get from the eldritch task force trying to get us to shut down spooky swimming pools is incredible.
Really?
Honestly, they just won't shut up. Yes, honestly.
That seems... I suppose I didn't really look into it much before I started.
Hmm. Oh, so you think you're the only game in town here, sir? Well,
did,
let me
actually.
Tell you. No. They have shut down tens, hundreds even, of, from small time to big time eldritch crooks. Oh, it's an apocalypse a minute.
Mr. Calcifer, we must fix this immediately. Come on, let's go. Take us to your unfinished thing.
That's, he sort of points towards the seal. That's the bit that's unfinished, because once it's finished, the flood will the rate will increase.
Oh, the seal!
So if we need to go back to my office, and then there are a few more sacrifices.
Oh, I see. So Mr. Calcifer, sir, what theoretically could break it? Because then
now it sounds like you're trying to trick me into revealing
a
weakness,
no.
Which...
Come on, Freddy boy, shush now.
Freddy's huge eyes, like the most dedicated, earnest...
Okay, look, here's the deal. If you genuinely want to help me, grab a few of those children on rings,
Bring them up to my office and we'll do the ritual, finish it all off. Don't worry, the children will be fine until we throw them back out into the abyss. It's just a blood thing. You know, just eldritch. It's fine. Or if you don't want to, I'm going to assume that you're still trying to stop me, and we're going to, obviously.
Miss Pledge would like to just attack Mr. Calcifer.
Okay.
She's decided Freddy is in danger. She knows Freddy. Freddy's just saved a baby. Freddy isn't going to go along with this. Again, Miss Pledge couldn't
care less.
Okay,
I will say he is completely unprepared, because he's really got into his own head about this. Like, he's...
She's going to leap on him, screaming, okay. Paddle, Freddy, go, boy!
Okay, I'm going to ask, you'll need an 8. I don't think you have anything that's going to help you here.
I'm very loyal and resourceful and old as balls.
I don't know if any of those things are going to assist you with leaping onto
a... You don't get to be an old as balls without fighting skills.
This is
Johnny.
True.
Especially in Dorset.
I'm from Dorset, and you do. A lot of people there are old.
Yeah. I got a 10!
Hey! Okay.
Oh my gosh.
You're in your flamingo.
Yes.
You leap off your flamingo and sort of like just kind of tackle Mr. Calcifer.
Mm.
You hit him square in the centre of the torso, and he sort of topples backwards like a tree, and he is now like prone. He is on top of the water. The water is not sort of absorbing him, but he's lying there. He's sort of trying to fight you off, but he's very scrawny, actually.
Mm. Can Freddy, in a fit of anguished, twisted, broken loyalty, start whacking Mr. Calcifer in the head with a paddle?
I'm so glad you said paddle.
It's so... I don't know what this is about.
Yeah, I mean, he's being held down by an old cleaner. So I'll say you just need a 6.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm going to hope that the baby is old enough to deal with kind of the fact that he's sort of tucked under an arm while the other arm is whacking Mr. Calcifer in the head.
It's a very strong arm.
Yes.
And this baby has been super chill so far. So.
He's a very chill baby.
Really chill baby. I mean, I'm guessing that he's at least a bit of the dark depth of space. And he's like, okay, cool. Rolled a 7.
A 7? That's enough. You're just whacking him. He's like, stop it, ow. Like, yeah, you've kind of got him. I mean, obviously not exactly where you want him, because ideally you wouldn't want him like floating on top of the void, but he's being hit in the head, he's being pinned by a tiny angry cleaner. Ben, what's Gavin Crumble doing?
Well, okay, so given that, like, I was also going to try the old knock him into the abyss and watch him disappear, and that hasn't worked, but he is pretty thoroughly distracted. So he's mentioned this sort of ritual going on in his office. So I'm going to like quietly sort of just paddle off to his office, because I've seen him standing spookily at the balcony, which was his first mistake for telling me where his office was. And yeah, I'm going to try and break into his office to disrupt whatever ritual.
Okay, you can paddle off to the office. So he's going to try and shove you off of him, Lowry.
Okay.
And he's going to fail quite significantly.
Oh.
What do you want to do?
Oh, I guess, can we tie him up somewhere so that we can
not
go
really you
Gavin?
Don't have the like the thing is you, like, you A, you don't really have any rope, and B, like, you can tie him up as much as you could easily tie up a surfboard while like on it in the sea, which is in my imagination not easily.
Well, of course,
but,
I forgot,
you know.
I was riding him essentially. No, I think you're right. And we've sorted the drain, really, haven't we?
Or... I mean, you haven't at all, because it's still sealed by an eldritch symbol.
Oh, okay.
We tried poking it
and
it didn't work.
Maybe we should throw him into it.
I'm going to try and get... like, so I want to, like...
Paddle him.
Paddle him, yes.
You want to try and paddle him.
His head breaks the spooky symbol.
Okay, so you want to paddle Mr. Calcifer into the spooky symbol.
Yeah. Towards the Eldritch train.
Okay, I'll
you
allow
should have made Freddy full time months ago, and you know it. He's the best thing about this park, you awful man.
Yeah, right, that was Mr. Calcifer's crime.
Ben, you have arrived at the office. Gavin Crumble is there. It looks like a very normal bureaucratic office, except for in the middle, there is a small table which has an ornate stone bowl full of utterly still, pitch black water in the middle. And as a bureaucrat, you know that's not standard for an office.
I would have more expected like a Newton's cradle or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. I can't even think of a good one-liner.
Did you just make
Gavin
yourself
Gavin Crumple's
laugh?
Such a nerd. Yeah, I'm going to use my grabber. And
that's actually very smart. I was going to do you some damage.
Yeah, that's it. I was like, oh, spooky water. Okay, well, looks like this needs to be disposed of in the appropriate manner. And I'll pick up the grabber, like with a sort of smelting bowl.
Sure.
And just carefully pour the water into the waste paper bin.
Right, yeah.
Having loose spooky water, all right?
Okay, brilliant. I'll get you to give me a roll, but this is a very bureaucratic. You need a 4. Just roll a 4.
6.
6. Hey. Yeah, okay. Away it goes. Okay, as that is being poured away, Lowry, you have paddled Mr. Calcifer into this symbol. And it starts to, like, the purple eldritch light changes to a green eldritch light, then a red eldritch light, as things start to shudder and shake, and his body starts to be drawn downwards, telescoping out infinitely and curling around the infinite never-ending abyss. You can feel yourself getting pulled down as well. Freddy, do you want...
Freddy reaches out a paddle.
Okay.
To... Grab the paddle, Miss Pledge!
Okay. Thank you, Freddy boy!
Right, I'm going to say that's going to be an 8 to grab the paddle. Do you have anything you think might help?
No. Well, I will put out there that Miss Pledge did grow up on the Gower, where the surf is really good. So she can handle a surfboard, even if it's twisting into the unknown abyss. Oh, no, I got a 7.
You got a 7?
Yeah.
Well... I'm afraid, as you reach...
No, Miss Pledge! Freddy reaches and screams and whistles at the same
Freddy
time.
Freddy boy! Take care of the boy!
And Miss Pledge vanishes
into
your
the void. Your tea's in the star!
I'll call the baby Miss Pledge!
Oh my god!
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, because the seal was broken, Freddy does remember Miss Pledge. Her memory has not been wiped.
Oh, that's kind.
All mercies.
But yeah, the water starts to drain away, the land returns, peace once again reigns over Slide World, and Freddy can raise the baby up and be like, oh. I'll name you after the bravest person I know, Ms. Pledge.
Do the people that were sunk in the water not come back then?
No, so they're gone.
Like a lot of...
They're gone.
Okay.
You got a free baby.
Cool. So there's a lot of... Freddy's a young single dad with no job
now. Hey, Lynn,
now.
Do you want to do a sort of few years later flash forward?
Should we have let's have an epilogue. Flash forward.
Freddy and Gavin Crumble. Are now presiding over a small and reasonably successful and very clean water park with their small adopted child, Miss Pledge.
The toilet bowl has been renamed the Ms. Pledge Memorial Rotating Descender.
There's a statue at the end.
The Ms. Pledge Memorial Park.
That's it, that's the name.
All of the rides are just named what they were before, but with
the Ms. Pledge Memorial Log Flume.
I like the Ms. Pledge Memorial Slide World. We just couldn't change the name of it. But.
Legally, it was actually kind of a legal headache to try and change it because there's a lot of branding stuff.
Yeah. So, of course, we've got the Tank Museum, Monkey World, and the Ms. Pledge Memorial Slide World.
Oh, yes.
You've just put some balsa wood over that corridor that led to the pump. The pump area, and it's just,
we've hung an out of order sign on the devil's note. That what was it called again?
Hellfall.
The Hellfall has been out of order for 2 years, but aside from that, everything's fine. Ms. Pledge is growing up.
As the light dims, we sort of see Miss Pledge, the now precocious and adventurous child, begin to lever off the balsa wood to look back.
And from one of the drains, just a small bubble of dark black water. The end. .. question mark.
Dun, dun, dun.
No, it's like the back of my hand.
Oh, yeah, that does actually. Yeah, that does become quite sinister in context of an epilogue.
Cue the Stranger Things-esque Netflix special with Miss Pledge and their ragtag group of Goonie-esque friends.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. And thank you to Ben and to Lydia and to Lowry for Yay. Joining me for this event.
Which happened all in one go.
All in one go.
Absolutely.
And thank you, Johnny, for making this happen.
Yes.
So this is all your fault.
This is all your fault.
What do you mean it's all my fault? Lowry was the one who was like, hey, can you run a game, like, tomorrow?
Look, now. I'm glad that bit has bookended this.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Aww. Enjoy the rest of Magnus. And good luck with Lowry piecing this together.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye,
bye everyone.
This episode is distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 international license. For more information, visit rustyquill.com, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice in the Magnus Protocol, and I'm here to tell you about From the Library of Jürgen Leitner, an upcoming novel available for pre-order right now at rustyquill.com/novel. Return to the world of the Magnus Archives in From the Library of Jürgen Leitner, an official prequel novel written by Nebula, World Fantasy, and Aurora Award-winning author Premi Mohammed, with the help of the Magnus Archives' own writer and lead voice, Jonathan Sims. From the Library of Jürgen Leitner explores an infamous organization from the Magnusverse for the first time, the perilous private library of the enigmatic collector Jürgen Leitner, where occult books are guarded and researched at a fatal cost. Leitner's library keeps the dangers of these books in check and the would-be readers safe, or so Leitner claims. For two of Leitner's employees, the risks are worth it. For Hugh Franklin, the library is a place to belong. For Sebastian Everett, the library is an opportunity to indulge arcane ambitions. Though their 10 years at the library were years apart, Hugh and Sebastian's stories unfold in parallel, and their footsteps echo down the same eerie aisles, caught in a web spun long before either ever heard the name Jürgen Leitner. Will they find a way out, or will the library consume them before it's too late? From the Library of Jürgen Leitner will be published on October 27th, 2026, and is available for pre-order now. Visit rustyquill.com/novel for more information. That's rustyquill.com/NOVEL.